Beer brewing. It's got a reputation of being the domain of bros with beards, but beer making was once part of a woman's work, and now a growing number of Seattle area women are working to reclaim that heritage and diversify the industry. Here's KUOW's Ruby DeLuna.
In a male-dominated industry, there are a lot of assumptions about women and their brewing abilities. Leslie Shore experienced this when she began brewing professionally 15 years ago.
You had to be very on the ball with your knowledge, and you had to be firm about it, and you couldn't back down.
Shore is head brewer at Pike Brewing in Seattle, where she's hosting an event celebrating women in beer. Among those is Mari Kemper, co-owner of Chuckanut Brewery in Burlington, Washington. Before that, she and her husband were behind Thomas Kemper Beer in 1985.
I don't think people realize the difficulty in making beer, and that's probably a challenge for the brewers. They love the difficulty and trying to figure out how to really do a good product. Don't you agree?
She turns to her head brewer, Kathy Aldrich, who just started at Chuckanut 7 months ago, but has been making beer for nearly 10 years. She says part of what drew her was learning about the history of the craft.
And it's just this really interesting world view that brewing and beer can give you, and just the vastness of what beer really is. It's really hard to stop once you get invested in that story.
The story of beer wouldn't be complete without women. They've been integral to brewing since ancient times. Cooking, which included brewing, was part of women's work.
Women have always had to be incredibly industrious.
Tara Nurin is a beer educator and author of the book, A Woman's Place is in the Brew House, that traces the history of female brewers. She says in the early days, women were the public faces of beer.
Women would be making beer for the household. And then if they were skilled or lucky enough to brew surplus, then they might be able to sell some of it to their neighbors out of their house, or they might in later days go to the marketplace.
Nurin says religion, politics, and economic forces changed that over time. And as beer became commercialized and industrialization took hold, it displaced women and their role in brewing.
It wasn't until the advent of craft brewing in the 1960s, 1970s, that women started to re-enter the beer workforce.
Many would go on to start their own brewery and contribute to the growth of craft beers. The numbers are hard to come by, but when it comes to ownership, women have come a long way. But as Nurin notes, women represent just 2% of about 9,000 existing breweries.
Thank you, Mari.
Which brings us back to the Pike Brewing event, where guests are enjoying a limited release that honors Roseanne Finkel, the brewery's late co-founder. Finkel and her husband helped create Seattle's vibrant beer scene. After years of importing wine and craft beer from Europe, the Finkels launched Pike Brewing in 1989. Head brewer Leslie Shore says proceeds from the event will fund a scholarship named after Roseanne, who was known to welcome new local breweries to the community. Shore says the scholarship aims to help people who are underrepresented in the industry.
Anything we can do to remove barriers for folks to get into the brewing industry, there's a lot of talent out there, and talent is not dependent on, you know, a guy with a beard.
The scholarship will help support the Brewer Certification Program at WSU, launching this spring. Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.